Mario Armstrong has some information about us about high-tech radio and old-time music. Here's NPR's Tony Cox. If you're a music fan, you've got a lot of options these days. Downloading, streaming, CDs, and yes, vinyl. As far as radio goes, you have AM, FM, and now satellite. So we asked tech contributor Mario Armstrong to brief us on satellite radio's allure.
From satellite radio, now you can get your music delivered to you coast to coast, no matter where you are, via satellites that are in space. Traditionally, you would access radio over analog airwaves from antennas from radio stations. So this is very analogous to the cable television model to traditional TV back in the day.
XM and Sirius have battled for years to top the satellite radio market. Recently, there have been rumors they'll merge, which the companies have denied. Say the two do try to merge, would the Federal Communications Commission block the merger as a monopoly? Mario told News and Notes there's another side to that story.
The XM contact that I spoke to has told me that they feel that that argument would not hold up and that they could actually get that overturned because today's times are much different and that competition in radio is all over the place with the internet, with podcasting, with high-definition radio, that those same rules that they put in the contract don't now apply.
Mario says that listeners who cry out for variety could keep the two companies, or one if they merge, on point.
People want to access content that's more relevant to them. They feel that traditional AM and FM radio does not have enough diverse content that speaks to them, not to mention that the business model of analog traditional radio has been to have commercials support the programming. And if you can tell someone for a little bit of a fee per month, you can reduce the commercials or remove them altogether, so all you have to do is have access to your music or your content, that's pretty compelling to that age demographic.
Now, if you don't feel like you should have to pay to listen to good radio, just stay tuned. Mario says new developments in high-definition radio could give satellite a run for its money.
HD radio is a new form of how radio is being broadcasted, traditionally from your AM/FM stations. Two things need to happen for you to get HD radio. Number one, your favorite radio station in your area needs to upgrade their satellites or their equipment, their infrastructure, to broadcast in HD. And then you, as a consumer or listener, need to have an HD radio receiver, a radio that can receive HD programming, as well as the traditional AM/FM programming. The big benefit that many have talked about mentioned when it comes to HD radio is that it offers stations the ability to multicast or have more than one stream of their content. And that's favorable not only to public radio stations, but to general stations. So you may have a favorite radio station in your area and it's 88.1. Well, you may have a knob on the dial that'll say 88.1A would be all of your regular content that you would get from that station. But if you move it just a tad to 88.1B, you could be getting news or weather or sports specific to the area that you're in. Or maybe you get Spanish language programming or some totally diverse other content that's not on their traditional outlet. Not to mention the other benefit is that it makes radio sound better. For instance, FM radio sounds like CD quality and AM radio sounds like FM radio. And that is kind of earth-shattering if you think about how AM radio sounds today and what type of content is typically on AM radio. That could change if AM sounded like FM and FM sounded like CD quality. These are all the things that haven't been worked out, but that HD radio gives a glimmer of hope to traditional radio.
Options, options, and more options from Mario Armstrong talking about the future of radio. He also covers technology for Baltimore member stations WYPR and WEAA.